Welcome to Happy Hour with lawyer and TV personality Jonna Spilbor and author and inspirational speaker Carol Pesci. Happy Hour comes your way every Sunday morning at this time with life advice, real conversations, and awesome interviews with self-help heavy hitters, best-selling authors, celebrities, and more. Would you like to maybe live better, stress less, and laugh more? Then you've come to the right place. Good morning and welcome back to another episode of Happy Hour here on 92.9 WBPM with Jonna Spilbor and Carol Pesci. I am Frankenberry. Good morning, ladies. How are we today?
Ducky.
Ducky is
well,
great.
Well, ducky because most people waking up are probably well rested, right? Turn the clocks back.
That's right.
getting up in
just,
the dark.
Just what we all needed, an extra hour of 2020. Nice.
I know.
Good point, Frankenberry.
I know. The worst part about... So wait, I think now we're in daylight standard time. I think when we fall back, we go to standard time. And the worst part is it's dark at like 4 p.m. That's, I don't know. I don't like it. My parents love it. I hate it.
Well, your mom would love it. What'd you say? She goes to bed at 3 in the afternoon?
Yeah, she goes to bed right around then. You know, gets up at 4 a.m., starts grinding her coffee. I don't like it when it gets dark so early. I mean, I guess in previous years, it wouldn't have been bad because it gets dark early and it starts to get colder and you can hunker down around the fire. And when life was normal, it was kind of cozy. But now it's just like, oh, on top of not being able to do anything and being suffocated all the time, we're going to have 3 hours of daylight. Great. I don't know. Maybe it's just me.
Look, I just got to say something completely unrelated to this conversation. Full disclosure. So we've been doing this show remotely since March via phone lines. And now we are recording this via Zoom. Jonna is the only one with the video on. And I am just want to compliment you, Jonna, on the cleanliness of both of your nostrils.
Now, Jonna, I'm going to tell you right now, if you were an old dude, you would never, ever get that compliment because the old dude, they got hair there. Lots of it. Okay, so you're good.
I thought I got myself off video.
Every time you talk, it goes back to you. And we know, blah, 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 blah.
Well, you know what they say.
How annoying,
Carol,
is that?
The camera loves Jonna.
Of course it does. How could it not? She's beautiful. And she has a very clean nose.
Which, shouldn't we all have clean noses? No? Yes? No?
I'm guessing we should. And Carol, that is nice of you to notice Jonna's clean nose as opposed to, you know, complimenting her new hairstyle from yesterday.
Oh, yeah, which I did get a new hairstyle yesterday.
Yeah,
and it was a highlight day, so you were able to put foil in your hair, and we know how happy that makes you.
Plus you blocked out the aliens while you were at it, so that helps.
Or I attracted them.
No,
you
good
never
point.
Know.
Yeah.
My favorite part of you getting your hair done yesterday is we did a test Zoom call, and you stepped into the bathroom at the salon and were yakking away from the bathroom on our test call.
People looked at me weird when I went back into the salon after that.
Of course they did.
Oh, I'm sure
I'm
they
just
did.
Saying they heard
and
me.
It had nothing to do with the foil on your head.
No. And I actually even stepped outside of the salon. I was in the parking lot for a hot minute with my hair all in foil. But here's the one thing about this stupid pandemic that comes in handy. You know, if ever there's a reason to have a handy pandemic, and that is when you have foils in your hair and you're in a hair salon cape, and it's freezing, and you're outside off Route 9 with cars whizzing by, but you have a pink mask on your face, ain't nobody going to know who you are. So there's that.
That's a good point. And the other thing is, if you're going to do that, though, you need to go, you know, 100%. You need to have a sign that says the end is coming.
Well, maybe you could put that on, you can write that on your mask, like Armageddon.
Right. Well, you could, or you could find a soapbox and a piece of cardboard and a Sharpie.
You could write on your mask this. You could write, I'm a getting Armageddon.
Right? Okay, you can write that on your mask. I'll pick something else.
Put it on your t-shirt. I'm a getting Armageddon. Come on, that's catchy.
It is catchy.
Is that $1 million idea number 891?
Well, we're way higher than that.
True.
In our $1 million ideas.
Yeah, I was going to say 891 is kind of a low number.
Frank Gebert, do you remember $1 million idea number one? Do you remember the first one?
Well, I know Post-its was around there, but then we got all upset, all three of us, when we realized they already existed. No, I do not remember number one.
Do you, Jonna?
Wasn't our number one idea, $1 million idea, the bleep bank?
No. Yo-yo.
Oh.
Yo-yo.
That's right. That's right.
What was it?
So you'll remember this when I explain it. A pet peeve of a Jonna and mine is if we are out, and not that it's happened much lately based on the current conditions, but if you're out at a restaurant and you have a little bit of wine left in your glass or a little bit left in your cocktail glass and the waiter comes and takes it, we wanted to invent a device that would connect the drink to our wrist called a yo-yo. And it'd be like, yo-yo, I'm not done. And it would keep them from taking it.
Yeah. And we wouldn't have to be the bad guys. Like, the device would just do the work for us.
Right, handle it for us.
Because we never, of course, like with all of our multi-million dollar ideas, we never actually do anything to put them into fruition.
Right.
But I will say this, and I am looking forward to the day where we can do it again. Not so much during the pandemic because you can't go to bars and stuff. But I have developed a little workaround for that, because it really does really and truly irritates me when that happens. So I have made it a point that when I'm ordering my second drink, I will hold on to the first drink and pretend that I'm sipping it.
Still. Me too.
They can't reach for it. You got to get it off the table or they take it.
I do the same thing. It's when they catch you by surprise, right? When you're kind of having a conversation with the person on one side and all of a sudden you turn around.
Well, that's where you have to kind of upgrade the original idea and have there be some sort of electric shock that happens when the waiter or waitress tries to grab the glass.
Ooh, good one.
Yep. It doesn't have to be a big one. I mean, you don't want to knock them on their ass, but at the same time, you want them to know that that glass ain't theirs yet.
Oh, that's good. That's like a shock collar, like an electric fence around your margarita.
Yes.
Oh, dang.
To keep the wait staff from running out into the street. Yes, yes.
See, you just improved. An
electric fence around your glass.
Good one.
That could be like an upgrade. You know how when you're buying crap off of Facebook, or maybe it's just me, and you're in the checkout from this product that you know is going to, you know, take the slow boat from China. And before they confirm your order, they'll be like, wait a minute, but you can upgrade to 18 bottles of this fat burner if you just want to click here. And then you say no. And then they're like, but we'll reduce it even more. And you're like, no. And they're like, all right, you win. So we could do like on our yo-yo device, it could be like an upgrade. Like for just $49.99 more, you get the electric fence model. Yes. That's good.
That's good. That would work.
I like it. And we can put Facebook ads and ship them from China like all the other things we order.
Yeah. And then 6 months later, when you finally get it, you're like, oh, I forgot I ordered this.
Oh, yeah. So not only do you forget that you ordered things, remember that you ordered some kind of exercise device and you couldn't remember what it was supposed to do. Did you ever figure that out? This was last year or the year before.
It was that rubber. It was that rubber thing that was shaped like an infinity symbol. It was purple, I think.
Oh, yeah. Well,
you have a good memory, Frank and Mary.
That was very good.
The beer I drank.
Yeah, I did. I never found any instructions for it. I did manage to make it work for me a little bit just by, you know, making up my own exercises. But that stupid thing cost me 40 big ones. And I swear to God, it must have cost 4 cents to make. No lie.
That's a nice margin.
Big ones. That's a great margin. That's a great margin. Just like my most recent faux pas purchase from Facebook is this. It's supposed to be a thing that allows you to sort of simulate that motion, like if you were speed skating, that side to side, right? So it's a little mat that goes on the floor, and then you're supposed to be able to slide back and forth on it, right? So I
did you get it yet?
Yes. Yeah, well, it took 18 weeks, but when I finally did get it, I was very disappointed because I thought from watching the Facebook ad that there was something special to it, but all it really was a cheap very cheap plasticky kind of mat that you put on the floor. Now, first of all, it, since it comes curled up like a yoga mat, it never really goes out flat. It's always, you know, bending up. But the thing that makes it, quote, special are the, you know, like if you're walking into an open house, if you're buying a piece of property or something, they make you put those things over your shoes so your shoes don't, get the floor dirty.
Yeah.
It's those. It's a cheap piece of plastic and those stupid things you wear over your shoes at an open house. And it don't work. But then, because everything on the receipt is in Chinese, I can't even figure out what I'm returning to. You can't return it unless you get an interpreter.
Two questions. What'd you pay for it?
$80.
How much?
Okay.
I know. Please don't chastise me. I'm embarrassed enough.
I'm not. I was just, you know, confirming that silly amount of money that you spent on it, but I'm not chastising you. Go ahead. Question number two.
All right. So question number
video on. I'll put my video on and I will raise my head even higher. So both of you can look. One of you can look up one nostril, the other you can look up the other nostril. I will do that.
And you will flip us off with both hands from each nostril.
Well, you're already starting to answer my second question, which is for my birthday this year. You don't have to shop. I would like a video of you using said item. And
that
I will be happy.
Item in particular?
Jonna, listen, there's one positive you can take out of this. Is it the fact that it doesn't really work means you're not going to end up with thighs like Eric Heiden. So I think you'll be
That's
okay.
That's true.
All right. No, Hang on, give me a minute. I got to look up who Eric Heiden is.
He was a speed skater from the Olympics in the 70s. He had eyes bigger than my chest. Yeah.
See, you guys are older than me, so I don't remember.
Oh, thanks, Carol. And you know, and the one thing about
actually,
Facebook
I'm the
me,
baby of the group. What?
Oh, that's right. You are the baby of the group, Carol. We have to keep reminding ourselves that. Sorry, somebody grab me a pen. I want to leave myself.
Oh no, we know Frankenberry. We know she's the big baby.
Oh yes, we know that good point. But you know, the one thing about Facebook that bugs me, Jonna, is in the marketplace and all the algorithms that all these different websites use as to what it is that you normally do. So they then, what do? They send you ads that they think will appeal to you. So I want to know is, you know, if I accidentally take a look at the marketplace or click on it, all right, I live in an apartment. I have lived in an apartment for 6+ years. Why are you sending me ads for chainsaws and leaf blowers? What am I going to do with that?
But let me tell you why that's happening. And I am very upset by this. I honestly believe, and this is like no joke, although I'm going to sound like I'm joking, but I'm not. Facebook actually is listening to us. And here's how I know that. Yes. I know that because there are things that I have never visited online that I have talked about. And then before you know it, boom, it's in my feed. So, Frankenberry, you could have mentioned, you could be having a conversation with Randy about a leaf blower, and that's why you're getting served ads now.
Jonna, Carol, I can tell you both right now that I have never, ever had a conversation about a leaf blower. And if I did have a conversation about a chainsaw, I'd probably have the authority sending me something on the marketplace, not Facebook.
I don't believe
you. Well, did you talk about any, like, wood problems or anything?
Rephrase that, will you please?
Let me rephrase it for. Did you talk about any if you didn't talk about any wood problems, did you talk about any, I don't know, blowers?
The family fair that we present on these early Sunday mornings.
I love when we turn into 8-year-olds.
Yes, it just fills my heart.
Well, all right. So, and all joking aside, because John, you said it's going to sound like you're joking, but you're not. I texted you guys that when I told you about the seeing the mama bear and the three babies on my security camera.
Oh, right.
And right after me telling you that, I log on to Facebook and they're marketing bear videos to me.
Ooh. You see
that's what I meant when I texted you that. Yeah.
And it's and they're doing it. And I don't like it because they're hearing everything.
Yeah.
That ain't right. Yeah.
You might want to start leaving your phone in the kitchen, sister.
Oh, well, then I'm going to get Facebook ads for, here's meatballs and here's some marinara. And, oh, are you out of wine?
No, that's only your mom's
kitchen.
Nope, you're going to get advertisements for mustard and Coors Light. That's all that's in your fridge.
Exactly. and possibly some mice if you go home.
Cool. Pardon me, but do you have any Grey Poupon and a Corvette?
Now, you know, and you know what? And I'm going to send you the screenshot, because now that you said that, I'm going to get an advertisement for Grey Poupon. You know it.
Oh, my God.
But also, you just, there's two quick things I want to talk about before we have to take a break. And since you just mentioned mouse, I just want to give you a very abbreviated update on my house reno, because I got some work done in the, my house has, it doesn't have like a basement per se. It has kind of like a crawl space. When I say crawl space, you can be down there if you're under 5'5" without having to bend over. But otherwise, you know, there's just some mechanical stuff down there and some gravel, and it's just an unused area. Well, I had somebody come and pour cement-ish type stuff down there because I wanted to clean it up. Well, apparently, the person who was pouring the cement-ish type stuff down there recovered a dead, not a mouse, a rat.
Ooh, nice.
Oh, I'm moving up in the world.
Was it in a
river? A river rat.
Yeah.
No, and I'm grossed out by that because for obvious reasons.
At least it wasn't stuck in a glue trap and stuck to your Jimmy Choo shoe. So
exactly.
There's that.
But
so who do we got today, Carol?
You've had enough of her shenanigans. Donna, yeah. I'm not sure if you know, but you're done with your story.
I guess I'm done. Okay. Okay.
Well, you said it creeped you out, and I just wanted to make sure I'm keeping an eye on time.
Okay,
with our
that's
new
fine. That's fine. We can come back around and visit the river rat in segment.
My trauma shouldn't concern you. I'm okay. I'm okay.
Oh, God, as if we're not laughing enough already. So very, very excited for our guest today. So you guys tease me all the time about living in Carol's big bubble world and not wanting to focus on negativity or watch the news and things that make you smile and laugh and unicorns and rainbows and all that stuff. So one of my new favorite people online is an amazing singer named Sheena Melwani. I hope
she's
I'm pronouncing
so
that
good.
Right. We'll find out. She's beautiful. Her voice is absolutely amazing. And she's gained some internet fame for that. Well, in addition, the real Indian dad heckles her, and it's absolutely hilarious. So I've invited the two of them to come on the show to talk about her background, her singing. I think we'll have a clip of her singing as well, and given the real Indian dad full permission to bust on our chops. So this ought to be fun.
All right, that sounds good. This is Happy Hour with Jonna Spilbore and Carol Pesci and myself, and we will be back with our guest. Looking forward to talking to her, and we will talk to you in just a few minutes, so stick with us. This is 92.9 WBPM. Sunday mornings with 92.9 WBPM means you'll laugh more and stress less. Now here's more Happy Hour with Jonna and Carol. Hello again, and welcome back to Happy Hour here on 92.9 WBPM with Jonna Spilbore and Carol Pesci. And as always, segment two is where we get to our guests. And Carol, if I'm not mistaken, we're going to have a lot of fun right now.
Yeah, that's my prediction. So, you know how that Jonna is usually, even though she's an attorney, is usually the one with the stalker issues. admittedly, I am the one with the stalker issue this time. So on the line with us, we have two really special guests. We have Sheena Melwani. I'm hoping I'm pronouncing that right. We'll find out in a second. And the real Indian dad of internet fame. So I have watched her videos over and over and over. She has the voice of an angel. She is an incredibly talented singer. And she gets heckled by the real Indian dad. And it's absolutely hilarious. So I thought it'd be really fun to have them both on the show today. So welcome, Sheena. Welcome, the real Indian dad.
Thank you so much for having us.
How long is this show?
Well, it's an hour and you've got about 45 seconds up. No, probably 50 minutes or so.
You tease me.
Tease me. I would love, Sheena, if we can start with, what's your background? How long have you been singing? I mean, your voice is amazing. Are you professionally trained? Are you just something you love to do since you were little? What's the story there?
Yeah, so I have been singing as long as I can remember. This is something that I've always known, I've always wanted to do, and it's always been sort of like a part of who I am. And this is, I have been trained. I went to school for music and I've been singing in choirs, church choirs, jazz bands, like you name it, I've done it. Wedding bands. I've sung anywhere and everywhere that I possibly could growing up. I have never sung in this capacity before, the way that I'm singing now, but, you know, it's been really an interesting and fun journey.
And fun. No kidding. So your voice is absolutely beautiful. And I love that you are, and this is one of the reasons I invited you on here. My co-host teased me about living in Carol's big bubble world, and I avoid the news, and I really focus on what's right with people in the world. And what you are doing, you and the Real Indian Dad together, are bringing something beautiful and like that you can appreciate, and also humor. And I think we need that so much now. So I just want to tell you how much I appreciate
that you share
yourselves with us.
Honestly, that's why we keep doing it, because this is the feedback that we're getting from people. And, you know, on the surface or in the, you know, in the public messages, that's the general vein of what you're seeing. Like, people are happy and they're just so grateful that they're able to laugh and listen to this good music all at the same time. But behind the scenes, you know, like these private messages that we're getting are even deeper and even tougher to read. And that's why we keep doing it. You know, people that are on the brink of bankruptcy or worse, you know, they're depressed, they're suicidal, they're just finding joy here. And it just feels like this is how we can give back to whatever our community is. And it's been really amazing to be able to spread joy this way.
She's also made it very clear that the division of labor in the home will be drastically changed if I don't stop commenting on her singing. I did it once by mistake, and now look what's happened. It's not right, Frankenberry. It is not right.
Now, I don't know exactly what the division of that home would end up being, but I'm going to assume you would have a very small portion of it.
That's true. I may have to get some notes from you on how to make good with just few animals around, because that's all that will be left for me too.
You raised a really good point, Real Indian Dad, and this is Jonna, because I think, in addition to, I went on YouTube and I followed you guys and you're fantastic. But from a marketing standpoint, I think you're absolutely brilliant and that this is genius. And I can't help but wonder what's going to happen. It's like, you know, like when John Bon Jovi, or if he wanted to go out on his own, right? So what's going to happen someday? Sheena's going to want to maybe break free and go out on her own. And then Real Indian Dad, you're going to need to market yourself. Without Sheena, what are we going to do?
Now that you said it's all brilliant, I take back everything I said before. This was all my idea from the beginning.
Yeah, because really, whatever happened to Garfunkel?
We're aging ourselves with these references of John Bon Jovi and Simon and Garfunkel. Sheena has no idea who you're speaking of.
That is my God. See what he does? See, this has become my life.
So how did this happen?
So natural.
How did this happen the first time?
So this is all quite new for us. And essentially what happened was when the pandemic hit, I did what I know best. I turned to music and I turned to Facebook, and I was doing these live shows. And I said, I'm going to reestablish my social media and I'm going to do what I know. I'm going to sing for people and I'm going to help them through song. And I was doing these live Facebook, a jukebox series almost. Like, I would go on and I would take requests in real time and we would talk and we would just process our feelings together. And it would be a group of 40 people or sometimes 80 people. Sometimes it crawled up to 100, and it was friends, family, and their sort of extensions. And then one night I was sitting right after a show. I had my microphone set up. I had my little light set up. And so I said, oh, you know, I'm just going to do this song. And I'll post it to Instagram tomorrow. And then the heckling started. And the rest was history.
That is so funny.
I don't, you know, that first line, if the world was ending, I think it set him up in the most perfect way, did it not? Oh.
What I really am upset about now is the fact that the singer of that song has come back and taken my lyrics and sang them back and has never credited me.
Oh, that's crap. You know what? Really?
Jonah, you're the lawyer, right?
We are going to sue the crap out of that person.
Yeah, poor guy isn't doing that great, so let's leave him something. No. But I agree with you. Let's get him.
I don't know if you guys saw this, the original singer, JP Sachs, of the song, he duetted our video on TikTok, and he sang through the lyrics that were being heckled over my singing.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome.
Great. Yeah, it was very poetic. The whole thing came full circle.
So,
Gina, sorry, Carol.
You guys must be a really tight family, like before this, right? I mean, you just sound like there's a whole lot of love in your household, which is another thing that everybody can look forward to and appreciate during this pandemic. But even after this pandemic, I mean, yeah. Your spirit is so fun and your father is so funny. And it reminds me of, and I'm just going to age myself a little bit more here. There was a time when phones had cords. I don't know if you remember that, but they were attached to the wall and they had cords.
Oh my God.
I was younger and boys used to call me, and my father would pick up the extension because they have extensions, and he'd pick up the extension and he'd be like, "Jonna, did you finish cleaning the bathroom?" And I'd be so embarrassed. And this is a much, much better, more productive version of that. And I really appreciate both of you.
Thank you. Well, you know, it's funny because when the pandemic hit, I think everybody was sort of scrambling and struggling to keep some level of normalcy or to just keep things light in the home as much as possible. And that's what we do here. You know, we laugh a lot. And that is definitely one of the strengths in this home, just that constant laughter. And I think what's really nice is that, one, it's clean content. Two, it's cross-generational. Like, it doesn't matter who's listening. It doesn't matter what your religion, race, background is. It doesn't matter. You know, you can appreciate this no matter what kind of a home you come from. You can appreciate this whether you know, and of course there is some ambiguity, right, as to the character himself. You can appreciate it if he's a father. You can appreciate it if he's a husband. You can appreciate it if he's just a kid, like on a rant. You can appreciate this across the board because of the fact that it's relatable in some way or another. Every one of us has had a personality in our lives that has, like, you know, come down hard in a very loving way.
Absolutely. Can we pause here for a second, Frank and Mary Kate? Because I want to make sure people who have not yet heard you on YouTube or Facebook, Frank and Mary, we have a sound bite of Sheena singing, just so our listeners can really see how beautiful her voice is.
How will I know if you really love me? I say a prayer with every heartbeat. I fall in love whenever we meet. I'm asking you what you know about these things. How will I know if you're thinking of me? I try to phone, but I'm too shy, can't speak. Falling in love, it's all bittersweet. This love is strong, why do I feel weak? How will I know? How will I know?
Amazing. Your voice is so beautiful.
Beautiful. Thank you so much.
That was almost the best I've ever heard it.
Almost?
Little inside joke for us. Can I tell the audience? I'll tell them. They didn't really play her music. They just put a pause. It's nice to get a moment of peace in this house once in a while.
Would you?
Please pursue with the interview. I will allow it.
And you know what? I'm going to say you're welcome for that 5 seconds of bliss.
Thank you, sir.
I have to ask you, real Indian dad, are you, what's your background? And seriously, are you a stand-up comedian? Or do you, what do you do? Are you going to, what do you do other than heckle your daughter with the beautiful voice?
I like to chase mice around in my Jimmy Choo shoes, pretending to be an attorney at times. At other times, you know, I'm not sure. Sometimes I just live for the animals living above a sanctuary. And most times I'm just writing books for other women.
Wow. Wait a minute.
You're a personality.
You are good.
Yeah, he's good. He's good, Jonna. I'm actually almost a little creeped out and frightened.
You guys better be careful, he's coming for you.
Wait till you ask me about your tattoos, you Frankenberry.
You know what's going to happen?
I do my homework, man.
I'm going to be sitting watching TV one night, and I'm just going to hear a voice from beyond the kitchen door that says, "What are you doing with that cat?"
Except you sounded a little bit like Count Dracula there, but...
Well, it is that time of year. Ooh, like that is scary stuff, boys and girls. Yes, that's all I got.
Oh my gosh.
That's a great accent.
Whatever it was.
When you're used to kind of approximating Count Dracula once a year.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's about as close as I can get.
It was a cereal box version. It's
exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. And you know what? No worse than Adam Sandler in his Hotel Transylvania flicks. So
true. I love those movies.
Very true.
Thank you.
So here's what else is fun about you guys. So not only does the real Indian dad heckle Sheena when she sings, but Sheena likes to, I'm doing air quotes here, try to prank the real Indian dad.
Hey, don't say try anymore. I succeeded.
You did?
What'd you did? Oh my gosh.
Please just give me 30 seconds at the end to explain my position.
We'll give you 15. So the other day, I super glued a salsa jar closed. I let it dry nice and like it was really solidly shut.
And then, not salsa, just salsa.
And then I dangled the prospect of a plate of nachos, but I couldn't open the salsa jar, so I asked for help. Can you imagine, to his surprise, this, you know, very, very strong man could not open my sausage.
Did you guys video it?
Did you record that?
She did. And thankfully, the jar was sealed permanently, because there was a moment in time there where I was questioning my existence if I couldn't open a salsa jar. But then when she admitted that it was completely a hoax and no man could open that salsa jar, no woman could open that salsa jar, nobody without power tools or a hammer could open it, I went back to my confident self. So all was restored in the universe. I then proceeded to open every jar in our pantry to prove that I am able to open. And now we have many, many items that will never be completed before expiry date.
I hope. Is that on your YouTube channel, I hope? It's on my TikTok page and it's on my Instagram page on the Reels section.
Okay. Sheena, when you pranked him or tried pranking him about hitting his car with your car, and even when you, Indian Dad, even when you, the real Indian Dad, even when you get mad, you're funny.
Yes.
Yeah.
That is correct.
That's all he has to say, yes.
And then when he thought you, then when you wanted him to go out in the yard and pretend like he got hurt or he was sick and that you were on your way. And
yeah, he is a law-abiding citizen. This is not somebody that you can really have bend any rules around.
You have a lawyer on the line who will tell you that I do it right. Right, Jonah? She wanted me to lie to the police to get out of a ticket.
Mm-hmm. Well, now sometimes you got to do what you got to do. You got to do what you got to do.
Now I know that she is good at defending people who commit mistakes.
How could an officer of the law give someone a ticket who can't even open a damn jar of salsa to feed his family.
Good point.
My God, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I ask you, please.
Love it.
See, now I have a whole jury behind me.
And then they will quickly say the jar was permanently sealed.
That's his story and he's sticking to it.
Oh my gosh.
You guys are so fun. You're just so fun.
Thank you. And so this is what it's all about for us, you know, just spreading a little joy, spreading a little laughter, spreading a little music. And, you know, it's, I think it's coming at a time when people really need it now. And that's what's been really special about this whole time, this whole journey.
And looking ahead, what's next for you guys? You know, because the pandemic is going to come to an end, but people aren't going to want to stop watching you and following you. Like, so what's next? Are you going to take this show on the road or what? You have any plans?
Original music, I hope. God, I hope original music is next.
Oh, I like
He's been working on it for a very long time. So I think the transition from doing comedic skits and bringing joy needs to be expanded to her real skill set, which is uninterrupted music.
Well, and we all agree. Your voice is just absolutely beautiful. But there is really something to be said. You're such a unique team. I really appreciate that. I think the world appreciates that. So we don't ever want that to go away. But you
no,
do just
I don't.
Have a
I honestly don't
voice.
Think that that's going to go away. I think it's going to be part of one bigger package. I definitely want to release some original content, some original music. So I'm working on that, and hopefully that will come out. Early next year is my, that's my new goal. I've been saying this fall, but it's there's a lot happening. So we're looking to release some original music soon. And this is our personality, you know, this is kind of a snapshot into a little bit of what happens for us at home. And I hope to be able to continue to share that.
And you know what, Sheena, it's all good because you're having fun now. You're bringing joy to people. You're getting yourselves out there. Your following is growing like crazy. You had CNN on you.
Yeah.
So you're setting an amazing stage for when you are ready to release your original music. And you both are just so loved and appreciated already. It's just I wish both of you and your family just all wonderful things to come your way because we appreciate you very, very much.
You are very kind. Did you tell them about your stroll in the park the other day? So Sheena hasn't left the house since the pandemic started, which is a different problem. But she's finally going out. She's been out twice now, and both times has been spotted in the wild. And then she quickly runs back to the car and drives home hyperventilating, scared of people.
I'm kind of a hermit.
So am I.
Yeah, I that's one thing that I love about all of this, the way that it's happening, the way that it's unfolded is I can do it from the comfort of my home. I can be around my kids. I can, you know, I can stay in my pajamas all day.
Amen, sister.
Are you taking notes of all the problems we're dealing with? You've seen the Peloton bike, right? That we pay money for that just sits there collecting dust.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a problem. You want one?
No, I have one. I have one, but my
Pelotons
are not on. Yeah.
Now,
do you actually use the bike?
I do.
Oh, that's novel.
Yeah.
I am 43 weeks straight of working out on the Peloton.
You're making me look bad.
Amazing.
If we take your Peloton bank, does it come bike? Does it come with the clothes that you hang on it?
I don't know where there is. I think you could put sticks under the bike and hold up the clothes on it. That bike might have been sold 3 months ago. I have no clue. It's just a shape of a bike.
Sheena, don't feel bad. Don't feel bad because Carol has a personal sauna, which is a piece of plastic that you surround yourself with, and there's something that makes it hot inside that she never.
True story.
So she's gonna sell that.
True story.
I'll trade you for the bike.
Deal.
Sheena's good at sitting in things without moving. It's sitting on things while moving that's the problem.
Oh, I resent that. I got on my bike this morning, just for the record.
You did?
I did.
It's not good to lie on radio forever.
I'll defend you.
We'll go check the stats.
Oh man, do you see what I have to live with?
The important thing is, though, if you do lie, you do now have a lawyer friend whose attitude is, hey, sometimes you got to do what you got to do.
Right. And I'll work for more. I'll work for more music. So
I love it. I love it.
You guys are so much fun. Sheena, where can people find your handles, like on TikTok and Instagram and Facebook or website, both of you? How can people find
this? This is really, very complicated. I hope really you have a pen. It's Sheena Malwani everywhere.
It's really easy. It's literally Sheena Malwani everywhere. So Instagram, it's Sheena Malwani, just one, my full name, all in one. TikTok, it's Sheena Malwani. Twitter, Sheena Malwani. My website is SheenaMalwani.com. It's really easy to find me. Awesome. YouTube as well. And there's a whole lot of content that we've been putting up and that we are creating. So if you want to laugh, if you're down, just go and check it out. If you want to hear some music, check that out too. It's, you know, there's a lot of fun stuff up there.
I love it. Thank you both so much for taking the time
to
talk with us and for sharing yourselves with us.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Yes. Thank you very much, you two. Very entertaining. I appreciate that.
Absolutely. The pleasure was ours.
All right, this is Happy Hour with Jonna Spilbore and Carol Pesci, and we are not done yet this morning. Segment 3 is still to come, so stick with us.
This is 92.9 WBPM. Live better, laugh harder, love more. This is Happy Hour with Jonna and Carol on 92.9 WBPM.
And good morning one more time here to Happy Hour on 92.9 WBPM with Jonna Spilbore and Carol Pesci. Hello, ladies.
Hello, Frank and Barry.
We'll get it down on Zoom here. And we are back. And man, those two were absolutely just, that's some of the most fun that we've had in quite some time here.
Oh my God. Absolutely hilarious. He's like, he's a born comedian.
Oh my God. Yeah. Their act is so freaking unique that I really think that they are destined for something way, way bigger. I really do.
They didn't even start out trying to do anything. He just out of the blue started heckling her and she gets laughing so hard and genuinely like in hysterics. And it's just, they fell into it, you know, and they're just so much fun. And she's got such an amazing voice.
Actually, what they did for us this morning is exactly what it is that Sheena was talking about. What makes them so happy for what they're doing is that they're kind of helping people. They're giving people an outlet, you know, during all this, you know, for all the folks out there that are having a tough time dealing with the pandemic and what it has brought them. You know, this kind of thing is gives them a chance to take a little bit of a break and get a laugh.
Yeah. And he was funny. So she had asked me, obviously, ahead of time of some background on each of us. So he was able to bust on us a little bit because he knew like some facts about each of us. I said, you go right ahead. Like, we're game. We'll play. You can make fun of us.
I like that he did it. I like that he did his homework.
Now, Jonna, didn't you get cut off in some one of your stories you were telling in the first segment?
That
Frankenberry fellow was rather rude, I think.
Yeah. Well, so this is, I just wanted to touch on something. I know we probably only have a couple of minutes, but I wanted to touch on something that we actually talked about with our last week's guest, but that I'm going to have to bring back next week when we're back on the air. So we're going to do a little time travel for a quick second. Because, so last week we had on Chef Lauren Van Loo, aka Chef Lauren Kovas from Chef Lauren Kovas Catering, who was talking about how to prepare a Halloween party, which when everybody is listening to this show, your Halloween party has taken place last night. And as a result, I am going to a Halloween party. And again, by the time you listen to this, that will be past tense. And the Halloween party is a dress-up party. And I'm going to let you know that while you're listening to this show, I will have attended a party dressed as either A, Melania Trump, or two.
A or two.
Or two, green goddess dressing, and my costume will be the same regardless of which one I go at.
So you just answered my question, because I was going to say, are you going to wear the green jacket with a quote on the back?
So I was going to do that. So let me just tell you. And then, like I said, when we come back next week, which will be a week and a day after this Halloween party, I'll tell you what I did. But here's my thought. So, I have to go to this Halloween party, which, as you hear, this will have been last night. I was in my New York City apartment, where I have been only twice since this lockdown happened.
Wow.
Because New York City it's not a place that you want to, I mean, there's nothing happening. So I've been not going there, but I did go there last weekend to take care of some business. And I'm happy to report, sidebar, that the city is not as awful as I kind of pictured it would be right now with all this stuff on the news. It's not what it was, but it's a quieter, much quieter version of the city. Anyway, I sort of did some shopping in my own closet because I haven't been there in a while. So I went through and I picked out some clothing that I wanted to bring back to my parents' basement. And one such article of clothing was this, still with the tags on, never worn, long, green, flowy maxi dress. So knowing that I was going to have a party to attend, I'm like, I got to do something with this long, green, flowy maxi dress because I'm never going to wear it otherwise. So then I thought, well, I can go as Melania Trump and I'll get a wig. And, you know, that's something that she would wear. And I got all excited about that. But then I thought, in years past, when I would throw my own Halloween parties, I always wanted to go as a double entendre, yep. which I yep. did. Right.
Yep.
One time I went as the fine print and I wore a dress that. With a lot of red. And one yep. time I went as hot chocolate and I went as a sexy cup of hot chocolate. Right. So along that line, I said, well, what could I be if I'm wearing this double entendre, if I'm wearing a green flowy dress? And I thought, I could be green goddess dressing. And I'm going to take a head of lettuce and I'm going to cut it in half and I'm going to put it where my breasts are. Get it? So I'm just going to wear this green dress with lettuce on my breasts. And I'm going to go as green goddess dressing. Beautiful.
Brilliant.
So my question is, why would you even consider going as Melania Trump, as you first mentioned to us? That's it right there. That's the costume.
No, that's a great question. And the reason I have that as a backup is in case I can't get the lettuce to stick to my breastises.
Well, that was my question, was how are you going to get that to happen? So, okay, this will be interesting.
Well, I'm not sure yet.
I do have a backup for you if you can't figure out plan A.
What's that?
Plan B could be you put the lettuce in a bra that might have had, you know, a bra that would allow some cleavage, and then you take a couple of pictures of heads of lettuce and you tape them to the front of your dress.
Oh.
You see what I mean? Okay. You put the lettuce inside, so now the lettuce can have its own cleavage, and then you have pictures of heads of lettuce on your breastages on the front of your dress.
Breastages.
Or whatever you call them.
You know what? That is genius. And then maybe I could take a pin and pin pieces of lettuce all over the green dress.
There you go.
You guys,
you're good. No, you got to get it. So I have a question. You
yes.
have only been to your New York City apartment twice since the pandemic.
Yes.
So if you calculated your rent, what did each of those two visits cost you per visit?
Now, that would cost me a ton of money, but
don't say the actual number out loud, Johnny, because that'll just make me cry.
Yeah, it makes me cry too. But let me also tell you and put out there for anybody who needs any help with this little news you can use. When this all went down, this whole pandemic thing, I immediately went to the landlord and I said, we need to talk. So I managed to get a really good renegotiation of my Manhattan apartment lease that makes it a lot less painful not be there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that extends, by the way, to June of 2021. So we're okay.
Okay, yeah. Good.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's one little silver lining in this whole BS pandemic BS thing, you know. Okay.
Silver lining to the green dress.
Yeah. Right. So since we're talking like in the future, but about something in the past, I will make sure I get pictures, Frankenberry, with your suggestions. If I do end up going as green goddess dressing instead of Melania, so you can be proud.
Okay. But you know what? I don't even think you need the word if. Just figure it out.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Anyway, you've been listening to Happy Hour here with Jonas Spilbore and Carol Pesci. I'm Frankenberry. And big, big thanks to Sheena Milwani and Real Indian Dad for joining us today earlier. That was a lot of fun. And it's definitely, now what were the, well, basically it's just her name everywhere, correct?
Carol? Yeah. Sheena Milwani is her website, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. Yeah. Look her up. There's so much fun.
Yeah, just a great interview. So if you did not catch the show, maybe for some reason you're tuning in just now, you will be able to eventually catch it just this coming week at 929WBPM.com. But anyway, we'll be back again next Sunday, as always. And again, for Jonas Spilbore, Carol Pesci, and myself, thank you so much for joining us. And please, take another week of being safe. This is 92.9 WBPM.
You've been listening to Happy Hour with Jonas Spilbore and Carol Pesci. If you missed last weekend's show or want to hear it again, visit the Happy Hour page at 92.9WBPM.com. There's more life advice, real conversation, and another awesome interview next Sunday morning at 8 a.m. Live better, stress less, and laugh more with Happy Hour on 92.9 WBPM.